are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I like this next story. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, while a lot of you guys are freaked out about insurance and Medicare and, you know, are they going to cover things that you want, expect that the penis pump is going to be, oh, I'm trying to think of a nice way to word this, shrunk in terms of your ability to get that paid for. No, that didn't work out. I should have been more prepared. Problem is I just looked at the story and I, okay. What's been happening is, watchdogs have alerted us that the U.S. Medicare program has wasted over $172 million of our taxpayer dollars on penis pumps. No, not for the president. No, this is in general for people using penis pumps for erectile dysfunction. And so I guess funding for this is going to go limp. There we go. You see? Okay, that came out smoothly. Funding for this is going to go limp. See? Okay, not a funny issue, erectile dysfunction. And penis pumps, I've talked about penis pumps on my show. They work. They really do work. But from what we understand, Medicare has overspent. You know how, you know, the government spends, what, $200 for a hammer? Same thing. So we're going to talk about that. Octomom, right? Remember Octomom, right? The woman that gave birth to, I guess, 8 babies because Oct is 8. She is now in trouble for fraud, welfare fraud, because she didn't report her porn film earnings. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. We're also going to talk about how these athletes like Alex Rodriguez, Lance Armstrong are able to cheat the drug testing. I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning on KABC with Terry Ray discussing this on, wait a second, I mean, how are our tests not picking this up? How, you know, A-Rod never tested positive for drugs, yet he was eating these quote-unquote gummies, not really gummies, but they called them that, candies laced with testosterone. How was he able to even thwart the drug tests? And what could be kind of going on in the underworld of doping? And I'll tell you, it's actually very interesting. There's a gene that some people carry that allows them to pass drug tests. Really cool stuff. Not cool stuff, kind of troublesome stuff, but we'll talk about that. Then many of you, a lot of you guys email me asking about how to prepare for a job or an interview. One of you had brought up that you're going to be having a video interview, like a Skype interview. Another one was told you had to turn in a video resume, and you were confused by that. This is kind of the new thing. I guess they call it MeVe's rather than CVs for curriculum vitae. They don't even call them resumes anymore. They call them CVs, curriculum vitae. I don't know. I think it's Latin for, I guess, curriculum vitae. I don't know, like vital curriculum. I don't know. I got to look it up. I don't speak Latin. Yo hablo español un poquito, pero no sabe la lengua de latino. I don't understand Latin language. Anyway, so they say it's called MeVe or MyVe. Is it MyVe? MeVe? MeVe? I don't know what the hell. We'll talk to you guys about how to get through an interview doing that, because that just changes whole. I mean, I look phenomenal on paper. I am drop dead gorgeous. I look like I have accolades coming up the wazoo in and through my sigmoid. Descending, transverse, ascending colon, all the way up through the esophagus of accolades. But they meet you in person, and it's a whole different ball of wax. Since it costs money to interview, some of these employers are like, tell with this, let me just look at you. We need to talk about that. Because how you look on Skype is a lot different than how you look in person. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had also written me about the egg flu shot. If you're allergic to, it's not the egg flu shot, but the flu shot that is not used or grown in eggs. All right. What's that flu shot about? And if you qualify, being that we are in now the bulk of flu season, We need to talk about that. So, very busy day. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Before you guys decide what you're going to eat for lunch, they say if you eat cooked tomatoes, this is one of the very few vegetables that you're allowed to actually cook that improves its vitamin efficiency. They say cooked tomatoes, all right, have higher quantities of the lycopene than non-cooked tomatoes. Remember we talked about this a long time ago, where when you're eating your vegetables, one of the vegetables cooked will increase your lycopene? Well, where do you find cooked tomatoes? In tomato sauce, okay, but it has to be, I mean, make sure it's fresh tomato sauce. Researchers from the University of Verona believe that, believe that 80 grams a day of tomato sauce, sorry, it's a Tuesday, the jokes aren't going to be that good. 80 grams a day of tomato sauce can improve the ill effects of a high-fat meal on the lining of blood vessels and prevent endothelial dysfunction. Now, I know some of your guys are saying, well, endothelial dysfunction, just use a penis pump. No, that's erectile dysfunction. Endothelial dysfunction is something else. I'm sorry, guys. The jokes will get better. They'll get better by the end of the week. Endothelial dysfunction is the lining. Your endothelium, right? That's the lining of your blood vessels. All right. When you get a heart attack, we've talked about this, a lot of times the lining ruptures, splits, breaks, you get inflammation, you form a clot, or if the plaque that's sitting there on that very delicate lining falls off, tears, causes inflammation. So you want your endothelium to be nice and functional, not dysfunctional. And I guess lycopene seems to help. But what blows my mind with this is, and remember, lycopene is what gives tomatoes its red color, is when you heat it, when you cook your tomato, the lycopene rises. Now, for those of you that know how to cook Italian, I'm extremely jealous because I'm horrible at cooking Italian food, even though I love to eat. So I always let somebody else cook it and I eat it. You guys know what we're talking about. And I got to admit, my Italians seem to do pretty well heart-wise. They drink the red wine. They eat their cooked tomatoes. They kind of know what they're doing. As long as they don't overdo it with cheese, they're doing pretty good. Why? Because Italians know how to make vegetarian meals yummy. Think about it. You could be a vegan easily and be Italian. There's no problem. You won't even notice you're being vegan. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Okay, so this Alex Rodriguez case is just getting more scoopier and scoopier and interesting as now Alex Rodriguez has filed a lawsuit against the Major League Baseball team for his suspension. Now, as you all know, baseball superstar A-Rod, handsome guy, all right, has been accused of doping, and from what we understand, it was testosterone, as well as, I believe, growth hormone, and I'm thinking there may be one other agent. Again, these are all alleged. I don't know what's been proven or not. I was following the Lance Armstrong story a hell of a lot more than the A-Rod case until, you know, I was asked, wait a second, you know, how are they able to avoid being, or delude the testers? And so I started to study this a little bit, and it's kind of interesting, okay? There's a few ways to pass a drug test, okay? One is to not do the drugs, not do the agents as it is, okay? You know, we've talked about that. right? Okay. Number two, according to Anthony Bosch, he's the one who ran the Biogenesis Clinic, who I believe supplied the agents to Alex Rodriguez. He had suggested that you need to actually urinate and catch the midstream catch. So for any of you that have ever taken a drug test, I had to take a drug test to work at the hospital. You go into a bathroom with no sink and there's no water in the toilet, and they give you a cup. So you can't pour water or try to, I guess, use somebody else's urine. Or what athlete used the fake penis, right, with fake urine in there? That's crazy. Because sometimes somebody's in there watching you. For me as a female, nobody was in there in the room. I just had to pee in the cup. By the way, for those of us women that pee in a cup, if you ever get it all over your hand, I'm with you. That sucks. I don't. Why are the cups that small? It makes no sense. You know what they need to do? These cups need to be funnel size. Why aren't we peeing into a funnel? They give you the little baby cup that's maybe only, I don't know, 6 centimeters in diameter, if that, and you're supposed to put it right under your urethra, and the pee goes all over your hand, and then there's no place, you can't wash your hand, right, because there's no sink there, so you're trying to do the drug test. I mean, this is ridiculous. So, Ontario Smith of the Minnesota Vikings, is he the one that used the fake penis, Brad?
Yes, it was.
Okay, great, great, thanks. Yeah, always good to know where these, you know, are, just in case, you know, you accidentally borrow one, you need to know who used it before you. Excellent, guys. So, when it comes to the drug testing, you need to collect the urine without it being adulterated. So it has to be an unadulterated urine sample. And by the way, just, you know, please just bring a funnel or something, because it's, you're going to just get it all over your hand and then you won't have enough of a sample. So apparently, according to Anthony Bosch, he said, you collect your urine, and he told A-Rod to collect the urine midstream, because in the beginning of the urination, there's more of the sediment. At the end of the urination, there's more of the sediment, which would have the metabolites. So midstream would probably have less. But here's the other thing they're doing. Another thing these athletes are doing is they're doping themselves in very small intervals, rather than big, huge, very frequent intervals, but in small amounts. So rather than a big bolus of the drug, the erythropoietin or the testosterone or the growth hormone, they're taking little bits, like laced with candy. So many of us, when we're watching people in the baseball dugout, right, waiting for these guys to play, it looks like they're putting sunflower seeds into their mouth, or they're chewing tobacco, when they're actually could be putting the candy laced with these medications. And because it's little baby doses, and, you know, mind you, it's while they're playing, they could avoid it being picked up on the test. There's also, which is really interesting, there's a gene that some athletes have, not even, I should say an athlete, certain ethnicities have. This I looked up. I remember I had seen something like this last summer, where you could be genetically predisposed to ratio your testosterone versus your epitestosterone. Okay? And we see testosterone supplementation change this ratio. So, for example, if you're doping with testosterone, you'll probably have a higher ratio of your testosterone to your epitestosterone. Yet, there is a gene called UGT2B17. It's called doping with impunity. It's a gene variant where your ratio will never exceed 4-to-1. The ratio will be low. Now, you know, ratios and fractions, 4-to-1 means 4, yet a smaller ratio, like 2-to-1 is 2, that's less. So this gene variant keeps your testosterone to epitestosterone ratio low naturally. It'll show up, the ratio will show up low, yet you could still get the benefits from the extra testosterone. And I guess this is what is diluting the Olympic screening team, because they aren't prepared to test for this gene variant, from what I understand. Now, Asian populations seem to be more likely to have this gene variant than anybody else. If you have mixed race, 78% of the population could have this. Now, again, this only works for the testosterone doping. African Americans or African descent, 22%, Caucasian, 10%, Latino, Hispanic, 7%. So you could actually be carrying a gene variant that allows you to have the testosterone, epitestosterone low enough where you could still pass. Meanwhile, you're dopey with testosterone. And so, and then of course, going back to erythropoietin with Lance Armstrong, erythropoietin, if you run a blood test for erythropoietin, you have it because it's your hormone that helps produce blood cells. So if you're doping with it, all right, maybe a synthetic version, etc., unless that test is clean enough to pick that up, it won't. And it's always going to err on the side of caution. So if you have some synthetic metabolites but more of the regular metabolite, they're going to probably just err more towards, you know, this one's okay. Because to accuse somebody of doping is so much more serious. And so a false positive freaks people out. And so the people are more worried about a false positive than a false negative when it comes to doping. So whether it's testosterone or erythropoietin, where they come already natural occurring hormones, these that'll show up in blood anyway, for them to, you know, discern any of the synthetic aspects to it, it takes a whole, it's a whole level more of screening that has to be done. Now, don't worry, they're working on it. Okay? I mean, they're working on it. Don't be fooled. I mean, just because it's difficult, my gosh, I mean, the money going into this research, all right, it probably transcends what's going on in HIV research or autism research, et cetera, because, you know, our sports businesses are multi-billion dollar businesses. But what makes things interesting now is Alex Rodriguez's lawsuit. According to CNN, they think it may expose more doping secrets. Apparently, tucked deep into the lawsuit, according to CNN, Rodriguez filed Monday against Major League Baseball to get his suspension vacated, is an exhaustive report of his alleged steroid use. And they say it is extremely detailed. Banned drugs, secret meetings, and big money payments. Part of the 34-page document details his alleged cocktail of banned substances to the milligram. Now, how deep this could be, how deep this could go. We talked about this yesterday. Do we even want to know? Okay, I mean, I think it would be naive to think that nobody else dopes. I mean, I'm sure this is a huge problem. Like Lance Armstrong said, everybody did it. Like Bosch said, everybody does it. So, okay, we know a lot of the players do. I still like to be in, you know, Candyland and La La Land, thinking that we do have superhero sports athletes. That's why we like, that's why we love athletics and love sports so much like we do, because we always love that superhero image. We like super people. We really, really do. You know, it's interesting. Let me just quickly go a little psychological here on your tissues right now. You know, I've been watching reality TV, et cetera. Okay. And what I find endearing is, you know, whether we could debate the realism of it, I love seeing people's humbleness. And I love thinking that our super people are just like us. To me, that's endearing. Right. So when you see the Pawn Stars guys, you know, concerned about everyday business matters and running a business, I could relate because I'm a business owner. I could relate to that. Okay. But when you see Angelina Jolie never need Botox, even though she probably does, okay, and act like her poop doesn't stink, it really bothers you because you're like, okay, I could never attain that. Yet, you're still fascinated by it. You still are fascinated by the fact that there are these people out there. Like, for example, Michael Phelps. You know, I'm watching Michael Phelps going, damn, that's a lot of muscle. Look at his broad shoulders. Now, my husband's not getting jealous because he knows I'm not attracted to Michael Phelps, right? But it's still intriguing to see that somebody could be built like that and be the athlete that they are. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Joanne from New York City, Dr. Dahlia, I have a Skype interview on Monday for a marketing position. Don't laugh, but I don't really know what Skype is, and I don't have Skype. What suggestions do you have? Should I just go there in person? Oh, I love talking about jobs and interviewing, etc. And like I said, there was a report that came out saying these new video type resumes are now the new way for employers to kind of glean out prospective applicants. It's very, very frustrating. Very frustrating because you could look really, really good on paper. And it's very frustrating for those of us who have kind of been bucking the whole technology revolution that we've had. I mean, I gotta admit, I still miss my old cell phone, where you could just hit a couple buttons, you know, and you just seem to have more privacy, and it made less noise, and it didn't wake you up in the middle of the night or tell you if you have Facebook posts or, I mean, things were so much easier, and we just are kind of losing that, and we're kind of losing a lot of the privacy that we've had. And here's an example, all right? You can't privately interview now. Okay, I mean, you know, you can't like send the resume, get through the door, and then hope to win them over. Now they're Skyping you. So Skype, it's free. You download it. It should be very easy to do. Make sure you have a video camera. But I gotta tell you something. You gotta use things to your advantage. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Okay, I've had to do Skype interviews. In fact, for television shows. Okay, and I, actually I was successful. It's just the television show later fell through. So there's you know, all right, because some people are like, oh, it looks like Dahlia failed. No. I've definitely passed my round of Skype interviews, but you have to manipulate the lighting and you got to manipulate the room. Whenever you do a Skype interview or any sort of video for your CV, have a background that'll make you look better. So if, let's say, you have really pretty blue eyes and you want to accent the blue in your eyes, yeah, you could do colored contacts, but then have a blue screen in the background. Or if you want to look very studious, you have a bookshelf of books in the background. Make sure you don't have your porn video collection back there, all right? Because they're looking around the room. They're looking at that. I have a black screen. I look very good with a black screen behind me. So I have a black screen, and then what I do is I actually lift the laptop up. I do it on the laptop, and I lift it up so that it's not getting my under chin, but it's facing down on me, because I look better when the camera is above my head, so I have to look up. When you look up, your chin looks smaller. And then the lighting. What you could do on Skype is you could practice before the real thing. There's a way for you to see how you're going to look before the interview. I think it's just like a live shot or something like that. And so if you don't like the lighting, you can have somebody change the lighting until you get to where you look. And then you could check your hair, etc. Which is kind of, it's kind of important, because people are judging on looks. Okay, I mean, when you do a face-to-face interview, and you still may have a face-to-face interview, you know, they are looking at you. Yeah, they could smell you. I mean, if you come in with perfume or cologne that chokes the person, that's a turn-off. You know, so for people to say, oh, you know, employers are completely fair, they're not allowed to be judgmental based on how you look, etc. No, of course, looks are a lot of it. And they are looking at you. And whether they may not specifically say, I'm not hiring her or him because they're older or heavy or too skinny or, you know, look like Skeletor or whatever, it could dissuade them or persuade them one way or another with you. So you want to look good. And this whole video conference, it's frustrating because, you know, or these whole video emails, because, I mean, there's a lot of work that has to go into it. I bet there's companies right now that you could hire to do the videography for you. I would suggest, though, not spending a lot of money, and you also want it to be as real as possible. You don't want to look drop-dead gorgeous or a total hunk, if we use those words anywhere, hunk. I like that word. We've got to bring it back, Fox. Okay? And then all of a sudden they meet you in real person. I was really nervous about that with the TV interviews. You know, my makeup is all good, the lighting is good, etc. And then they meet me in person. I go, wait a second. She's not tan. What's this? No, but then again, when you do TV, they do lighting. So I saw what they did, you know, on Pawn Stars. I thought I looked pretty good on Pawn Stars. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, I was worried I didn't put enough makeup on. I didn't do my hair well. You know, a lot of times TV, they'll handle it. But with your other interviews, you still want to look like you. You don't want them thinking they're getting a drop-dead, gorgeous bombshell, and then you walk in there and they're like, huh? All right, definitely manipulate whether they're, you know, they usually want to see bust up. Okay, yeah, I wonder why. All right, but meaning bust, you know, like a statue bust, okay? So, you know, don't just do head, okay? You don't want to be a floating head, and you don't want to be too far back. So for those of you that think you're a little bloated or you aren't wearing any pants, you're in your underwear, you should be fine with bust up. And it's frustrating, you know, because you're like, now you're being watched. And the other disadvantage to having these video interviews or this videography is it can be watched over and over and over again. You aren't seeing the person. A lot of times, whenever my Skype interview was being done, I wasn't able to see the interviewer. And they did that so that people could kind of come in and look and watch, and they didn't want to make me nervous. So I'm sitting there talking in a room by myself like I do already on radio, you know, like I'm looking like a person that's just, you know, talking to her own voices. And I'm basically kind of talking to myself. They're giving me questions, and I'm looking around and, you know, not really focusing on somebody. And I was really nervous that I would look kind of ADD. So you pick a focal point, and you act like you're looking at them and you're talking to them. Like, you know, whenever you sing in a room, you focus on a point in the back of the room, you stare at that. Make sure you do that, because if your eyes are wandering because you really don't see anybody, your eyes are going to wander, and that's going to look bad as well. This is just some advice I'm giving you all for your interview. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But like I said, use it to your advantage. The advantage is now you get to manipulate the way you look. You get to manipulate the lighting, manipulate the angle, right? Certain fidgeting and body movements may not get picked up because of your hands are there. If, let's say, you really wanted a family member nearby for support, they could be behind the screen, so they're there as opposed to going to an interview and being in a room. There's a chance that you're actually less nervous because you're in your own house when you get that done. But just, guys, be prepared. Okay, and also be prepared that looks are starting to matter more and more. If they're looking at applicants, and remember, you always want to be kind of middle of the road. You don't want to be drop-dead gorgeous because people can think, no, I can't hire her because then somebody's going to think I'm sleeping with her. I'm hiring her only because she's gorgeous, or I'm only hiring him because he's gorgeous. So again, you don't want to be the extreme, but you want to be attractive enough for them to remember you. And you want to be attractive enough, and by attractive, I'm not speaking gorgeous and physically attractive, your whole persona attractive. She was funny. He was smart. He was humble. He was, you know, he was a little sassy. That kind of, you know, the character, you know, this is, it's an audition. Interviews now are auditions. And with the whole social media realm that we're in, and this whole, you know, everything is tweeted and Instagrammed and Facebooked, where, you know, you can't be in radio and nobody ever see you. Okay, I've never had so many pictures of me done in my life. I'm on radio. You're not supposed to see me. But I learned very early on, no, you are seen. You know, radio people are being asked to videotape and have live video streams of them being in the studio. People want to watch. They don't want to listen anymore, which is why the radio industry always has to kind of keep up. They want to watch. They want to look at something. Look at your Pandora. You're listening to a song or your iHeart, and they have a picture of the artist or the album cover because you want a visual. People want a visual. Just be prepared. All right, guys. So don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the flu shot. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. All right. right, guys. This was a very interesting email. Myra writes, Doctor, my child is allergic to eggs, and her pediatrician said she could still receive the flu shot. When I asked the doctor if this is the egg allergic safe vaccine, the doctor said she didn't need that one. I refused to let her give my child the injection and have since then been discharged from the doctor's office. WTH. What the heck? Okay, good. You know, many of you guys don't go through that much of a censorship with your notes. I appreciate it. Okay, so there's a few subjects here. All right, so we have the egg allergic vaccine, the pediatric vaccine for egg allergy, and being kicked out of an office if you don't get the vaccine. So really quick. Okay. There was a study that came out last year, remember? Or was it, I think, like last summer? Where researchers found that, ooh, if you're allergic to eggs, you could still get the flu shot. And so, American Academy of Pediatrics, I have to double check, had said, look, if your child is allergic to eggs, at the very most, they may just get a rash. And, because you really don't have a lot of life-threatening egg allergies. And with the regular flu shot still being a killed, inactivated virus, even if it's grown within eggs, there should be very little egg protein. I guess that was the reasoning behind it. So a study came out saying, look, the kids could still get the flu shot. Now, so that's one thing that could be going on. Even though I still urge everybody, if you are concerned about any allergies or any sort of anaphylaxis, please, if you have a child that's allergic at all, and any sort of severe allergy, I always recommend a pediatric allergist also being involved, okay, just in case there's a plethora of things your child could be allergic to. So if the pediatric allergist says, look, I'm not concerned, then you could go with the pediatrician's recommendation. If you have a child that's very, very allergic, if your child just doesn't like eggs or they fart when they eat eggs, I don't really consider that an egg allergy. I consider that egg intolerance. So, it really depends on how much of an allergy we're really talking about. So that's what happened. The study came out saying, look, these kids are fine. They could still get the flu shot. Then the next issue is this vaccine that is a recombinant vaccine not grown in egg embryos called the flublok. Remember we talked about that? The flublok? Flublok, it's trivalent this year from what I understand. I think all our flu shots are trivalent with the H1N1, the H3N2, type A influenza, and then one of the strains of the type B or the influenza B. The flublok is FDA approved, but only for adults. It's only approved 18 on up. So from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's not a pediatric egg allergic free vaccine. It's only for 18 on up. So it's called flublok for those of you who are allergic to the vaccines. But what's amazing about this flublok is because it is a recombinant vaccine, it's quicker to make as opposed to waiting for the vaccine to be grown through natural process through the chicken embryos. This is something where if let's say the government needs to mass produce flu shots, they could do it the way the flublok is done. And they're finding that it's safe. They just have only really tested it or approved it for only adults. Okay? Then the next subject, you being kicked out of your doctor's office because you're not vaccinating your child. Now, this is something that keeps being brought up to me over and over and over again. You, let's say, are not vaccine friendly. You're a little concerned about vaccines. You're concerned about risk factors to vaccines. And you go to your pediatrician's office. The pediatrician appears to give you a cold shoulder. And you either get a discharge letter or you don't come in. Or the pediatrician says, look, I can't take care of your child, all right, because they could become ill and expose the other children. And so I get emails all the time going, do I know a vaccine friend or a vaccine-free friendly doctor? First of all, your pediatrician or your family doctor, your internist, etc., they have a right to do whatever the heck they want. It's their practice. Okay? We doctors don't have a lot of rights as it is. Okay? I mean, you know, we have to give care for free and hope to God we get paid for it. So if your doctor is a little uneasy that there's a child that's not vaccinated, they have a right to do that. They do. All right? Do I think it's overkill? I don't do that. I would never discharge a patient for not wanting to be vaccinated because it's not the kid's decision, it's the parent's decision. If the kid is sick, I have to be there for the kid. The kid is my patient, not the parents. So if a child has a strep throat, all right, whether they were vaccinated or not, I'm still going to take care of that child. And so as far as I'm concerned, I have never discharged a child because of that. So to me, that doesn't make sense. I'm there to take care of a person. Plus, let's say a child is not vaccinated against, let's say, polio or tetanus. Most of the people in the room have been vaccinated. So we already kind of have that herd immunity. So I'm not that worried about, I'm not worried about an unvaccinated child exposing others. Where it could be a concern is if you have, let's say, an adult who has never had the chicken pox and there's a child in the waiting room that hasn't been vaccinated, comes in with the chicken pox and exposes the adult to the chicken pox. But then again, my office is not the only public place out there in the world. There's also grocery stores. There's restaurants. There's, clothing stores. There are department stores. So I don't have to feel like I have to protect my other patients against an unvaccinated child. And so I really haven't had an issue with that. But mind you, you know, doctors are very, very frustrated when parents don't take their advice. So when you have a child that could be at risk for the flu, and the doctor really believes in flu shots. I believe in flu shots. I'm a huge flu shot fan. And you see a parent that is denying the child that because of certain beliefs, some doctors will be very frustrated. Some doctors will be very empathetic. Some doctors will be extremely frustrated. But it's not as frustrating as when I was in the hospital having patients who didn't believe in medical care or medicine, and the child was sick, and they didn't believe in transfusion. They didn't believe in, doctor care. And that was kind of scary to me because the child, you know, if it's life-threatening, we doctors are allowed to save the child's life. All right? Even though I appreciate entirely people's belief system. I do. But when it comes to a child, it's my job to protect the child. The child's my patient, not the parents. And I don't think the child is not going to be guaranteed into heaven because I helped save their life, because it wasn't the child. So, like, if you have a religious belief where you are not allowed to use modern medicine, how I look at it, and I'm not allowed to impose my belief, but how I validate my helping that child is if the child were to die without medical help and go to heaven, or were to die with medical help, I still think, because the child, it wasn't the child's choice, it was the doctor's choice, you know, they'll still go to heaven. I feel like you can't go to heaven if you make decisions that are poor. So, come on, okay? So I don't have a problem with going and helping. I'm children come first as far as I'm concerned when it comes to the decision of whether to treat or not to treat. So I apologize for any of you that do get discharged from an office. Now, have I discharged patients for not following my advice? Oh, hell yeah. I mean, if I have a diabetic that refuses to stop drinking and refuses to take their diabetic medication, I got to get them to a doctor that will, you know, they'll listen to. I transfer the care. Anyway, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.